Okay. I open my eyes, but do not enjoy looking at him. His complexion is terrible, and he wears bright yellow socks. At home, I remove the CD and look at Throb's face, spread across the entire booklet, which opens out like an accordion. I scotch tape it to the wall after taking down the picture of me and my mother posing in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Lincoln is my favorite president. I feel bad for him because he looks so depressed all the time, and his face is on the penny, the cheapest coin of all. Gary watches me from the doorway. "Lori," he says, "your mother's gonna feel bad taking that picture down." "I'll put it up someplace else," I tell him, stepping back to look at Throb there on my wall with the hole in his mouth. Gary's not like some of the others my mother brings home. He's been with us for like 6 months. He doesn't use bad language and he works steady, the night shift at Murdoch's Tool and Die. He drinks too much sometimes, which makes him fall asleep all over the place, which is a nice change from Dexter, who got mean and nasty when he drank and hit my mother once in a while. Gary looks at me as I look at Throb's picture. I can feel him looking at me, something he's been doing lately. He also rubs close to me when he meets me in the hallway on the